Diane Warren remembers when Stevie Nicks' first solo album dropped. The 1981 record, titled Belladonna, featured duets with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Don Henley, as well as what would become her signature song, Edge of 17. Warren immediately memorized the tunes and tried to emulate Nicks' gravelly vocal style. "I just wanted to sing like her and be like her," she recalled. "There was something in my soul that aligned with her." A Royal Conservatory of Music piano student as a child, Warren was in her 20s when she bought a guitar and taught herself how to play. However, she was scared to perform live in front of an audience. 2 decades later, though, when Warren got over her stage fright and started singing lessons, she formed a band called Cruise Control to cover her favorite pop, rock, and country songs. Its setlist includes Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Warren also started singing in solo and duo acts, the latter with Coquitlam musician Dave Shannon, and as a backup singer with Guns N.F.N. Rosé, another tribute ensemble. But Fleetwood Mac's music kept its hold. Late last year, Warren, a North Shore resident, called 4 fellow musicians to start a cover band to pay tribute to the group's catalog. On November 26, Fleetwood Magic will perform hits from the White Album, Rumors, Mirage, Tusk, Tango in the Night, and then play on at a concert in Port Moody. It is the first show at the Inlet Theatre for the band, which started performing this past summer. Its first show was sold out, while its second gig, at Kamloops Ribfest, was before 15,000 people. "The shows are being received very well," Warren said. "We are getting lots of good comments. It's very encouraging." Unlike other Fleetwood Mac tribute acts, Fleetwood Magic is authentic, Warren said, as the band musicians take on the roles and looks of the original members. Mike Luno, a music teacher at Port Moody Secondary, portrays Lindsay Buckingham. Sandy Watson as Christine McVie. Dave Kalancha plays John McVie. Glenn Rainier portrays Mick Fleetwood. Jeff Garrett as a keyboardist who lives in the Tri-Cities. "We get dressed up and dance around in their styles," Warren said. "We want as an authentic a tribute as possible." For their Port Moody date, Fleetwood Magic will play for 2 hours, with an intermission, and will run images and music videos of the original group as a backdrop. Warren said she'll also interject with short stories about Fleetwood Mac's repertoire. Fleetwood Magic will take the stage 7 p.m. at the Inlet Theatre, 100 Newport Dr. For more information and tickets at $39 each, $45 at the door depending on availability, you're encouraged to visit the show's Eventbrite page. You can also visit Fleetwood Magic's website for more on the tribute act.